KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have light rain and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered light showers this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In local news, the Atlantic City Council last night passed the first reading of an amendment to the city's zoning ordinance, which would allow the zoning classification of some lots in the Southern Heights Second Edition from R2, or low-density single-family, to R4, multifamily units. The vote followed a public hearing during which there were comments from Don Sontag, the local developer who proposes the construction of multifamily homes, with half of them being upscale rental units running from about $750 to $800 per month. Sontag said there are numerous steps that still remain before construction could begin, even if the council does eventually approve the zoning change.
A couple of the next steps is going to be an application to the city for a TIF district to try to make this cash flow. And the other thing that has to be done next is an official approval of the site plan. The Planning Commission gave its verbal approval of it right now, but the next step is about a $7,500 investment to get all of the elevations, all the grades, the sewer, the water, all of those things. And so I'm trying to do it step by step.
Sontag, who spoke in the third person when referring to concerns about what would happen if his health deteriorated and wasn't able to follow through with plans to construct in an R4 zone, or if there isn't enough objection to rezoning.
If, in fact, at the hearing for the site plan, I would probably be willing to tell the Planning Commission that, hey, this is the plan, and if Don's not able to complete this plan, I would put in place something that says, hey, they can put it back to R2 if they want to. One could ask this question. Let's say that Don wasn't able to, in the end, able to move forward, and let's say this ground was available, and let's say someone wanted to build a 24 or 30 unit apartment house in that spot. I believe that that in itself would also be good for Atlantic.
Properties to the east and west of the proposed development are already zoned R4. Earlier in the meeting, the council discussed traffic flow concerns on 19th Street west of Redwood Drive as it pertains to the rezoning of the parcel. Mayor Dave Jones said the concerns were addressed at a couple of recent meetings of the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. He said prior to word getting out about the proposed zoning change, there were no known problems with 19th Street, and that includes issues affecting police and or fire and rescue. Jones says he wants the Community Development Committee to review the recommendations from the police and fire chief, along with medevac ambulance and others, before any decision is made on the future of 19th Street, including whether it should be made a through street and connected to Olive Street to alleviate any real or perceived traffic problems. News time is 7:09.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Authorities in Audubon County are reminding citizens in the county and elsewhere about ongoing scams, which primarily target the elderly. Sheriff Todd Johnson and Audubon Police Chief David Simonson say first and foremost, residents should be alert to red flags indicating someone is trying to defraud you or steal your identity. Those warning signs include asking you to wire money to claim a prize or bail out a relative from jail, or revealing your personal and/or banking information over the phone. The reason for the reminder? It appears that the grandparent scam has resurfaced. That's where a person, usually someone who is elderly, receives a call from someone claiming to be their grandchild who is in trouble, and it's usually with the law. Other scams include those associated with so-called sweepstakes and lotteries. And residents have been getting calls from people asking them for Social Security or banking information, with the caller claiming the information is needed for Medicare purposes. Scams can also be perpetrated over the Internet or mail. Johnson and Simonson say that most of these scams originate from overseas and other countries. Now that makes it impossible to track the culprits or prosecute them. If you or your loved ones have been the target of a scam, contact your local law enforcement agency. Police in Red Oak have arrested a local woman who was wanted on a warrant for the burglary of an unoccupied vehicle and for fourth-degree theft. 18-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon. The incidents which led to her arrest allegedly took place on January 27th. Hudson was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was being held on a $2,000 bond. And the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office reports one person was arrested early Wednesday morning on an assault charge. 19-year-old Samantha Christine Malloy of Ottawa was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. Wednesday following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on the 200 block of South Fairview in Exira. Malloy was charged with assault and brought to the Ottawa County Jail. She was later released on a signature bond and is scheduled to appear in court later this morning. And finally, in area news, Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert reports that Redwood Road between 900th Street and Highway 44 has reopened traffic. The road was closed in mid-January for bridge repair work. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.